Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, January 3rd, 2022, through Friday, January 7th, 2022. Monday, January 3rd, 2022. Four people sentenced to prison for roles in multi-million dollar healthcare fraud conspiracy targeting state health benefits programs. Michael Pallotti, Tara LaMonica, George Gavras, and Andrew Gerstle were all sentenced for their roles in a multi-million dollar healthcare conspiracy scheme. From January 2015 through April 2016, Pallotti, LaMonica, Gavras, and Gerstle and others served as recruiters in the conspiracy and persuaded individuals in New Jersey to obtain very expensive and medically unnecessary compounded medications from an out-of-state pharmacy, identified in the informations as the compounding pharmacy. According to the informations, the pharmacy benefits administrator paid compounding pharmacy over $50 million for compounded medications mailed to individuals in New Jersey. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. Tuesday, January 4th, 2022. Fugitive extradited from Cameroon to the United States to serve 80-year prison sentence. Ebong Aloysius T. Long and his wife, Marie Nebba, went to trial on charges of conspiracy, healthcare fraud, and money laundering. The trial evidence and court documents showed that between 2006 and 2015, Tilong, Nebba, and their co-conspirators used Tilong and Nebba's company, Fiango Home Healthcare Inc., to corruptly obtain more than $13 million by submitting false and fraudulent claims to Medicare for home healthcare services that Fiango's patients did not need or receive. Nebba was sentenced to 75 years in federal prison. Tilong removed his ankle bracelet and absconded from the U.S. on the day of his sentencing. He was tried in absentia and received an 80-year prison sentence. In September 2021, the Republic of Cameroon President, Paul Biya, signed a decree ordering Tilong's removal to the United States. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2021. Wednesday, January 5th, 2022. Panamanian intermediary extradited to the United States pleads guilty to international bribery and money laundering scheme. Ricardo Alberto Martinelli Linares, a citizen of Panama and Italy, pled guilty to laundering $28 million in a bribery and money laundering scheme involving Odebrecht S.A., a Brazilian-based global construction conglomerate. According to Assistant Attorney General Kenneth A. Polite Jr., Ricardo and Luis Martinelli Linares played integral roles in the corrupt scheme to funnel Odebrecht bribes to high-ranking Panamanian government officials. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2021. Thursday, January 6th, 2022. Defendant sentenced to 78 months in prison for transnational fraud scheme. AJ Sharma, a citizen of India, received a 78-month sentence of federal imprisonment for a conspiracy to commit wire fraud for his involvement in a large-scale telemarketing scam. Sharma and his co-conspirators targeted victims in the United States and falsely claimed to be employees of the Internal Revenue Service, Social Security Administration, or the Drug Enforcement Administration. The victims of this fraudulent scheme were informed that they owed a sum of money to the United States government or one of its agencies, and that they would be arrested if the debts were not promptly paid. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. Friday, January 7th, 2022. Harvard University professor convicted of making false statements and tax offenses. Dr. Charles Lieber, former chair of Harvard University's Chemistry and Chemical Biological Department, was convicted by a federal jury on charges of two counts of making false statements to federal authorities, two counts of making and subscribing a false income tax return, and 2 counts of failing to file reports of foreign bank and financial accounts with the Internal Revenue Service. Lieber served as the principal investigator of the Lieber Research Group at Harvard University, which received more than $15 million in federal research grants between 2008 and 2019. Unbeknownst to his employer, Harvard University, Lieber became a strategic scientist at Wuhan University of Technology, WUT, and later a contractual participant in China's Thousand Talents program from at least 2012 through 2015. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2021. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.